Enoch. Enoch is a gentleman we want to talk about today. Oftentimes there is more written than is translated. And God on a deeper level expects you to look a little deeper. You do not need a book titled Enoch that probably a scholar wrote after reading the book of Jude, because our Father's Word is always sufficient, especially in this case. For Enoch was one that God translated. For there has to be more to that than normally would meet the eye. So today we're going to take a look. Open your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Hebrews as we ask our Father for a word of wisdom. Hebrews chapter 11. And we have a little note there concerning Enoch. And Paul gives us, if you would, why God loved him. And as you're turning here, I'm going to begin reading with verse 1, which reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." That word evidence means a guarantee, proof, when you are a believer. Verse 2, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." Do you want to know how to obtain a good report? Well, let's find out. 3, "Through faith," that's it. "Through faith we understand that the worlds," that's to be ages, "the ages were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." In other words, God had a plan intellectually and with his wisdom and knowledge as he had created his children, whereby they would either follow him and love from within each individual self, which is something you can't see, but you can sure feel it. And with that, we see that then became necessary the ages, whereby there was a separating. Verse 4, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." There we have old Cain popping into the picture. "By which he obtained witness that he was righteous." Why? Because what he did was right. "God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." He's still spoken of as a righteous one. As now we come to Enoch. Verse 5, "By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before," now sharpen up for me, "for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." What testimony? Well, if we may, let's go to the book of Jude. You'll remember the book of Jude. It's the last book in the New Testament next to the book of Revelation. And it mentions some very bad angels, some angels that did not keep their first estate. And they beheld the daughters of Adam, that they were beautiful to look upon. And rather than being born of woman, they left their habitation in heaven and came to this earth. What has this got to do with Enoch? Well, hold on. Verse 6 of the book of Jude. "And the angels which kept not their first estate," that is to say, they departed heaven and came to earth yet in an angelic form, "but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." In other words, the wrath of God. So we see that when you break God's law to this degree, it would, if it were allowed, throw his plan off balance. And God will not tolerate that. Will not. "For you were born innocent of woman, not knowing what happened before, not remembering those things of old." born innocent to have a choice as to whether you would follow God or whether you'd let the world deceive you, just kick along, get by. And of course, God's election falls in a little different category, be that as it may. Verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, this is talking about the wrath of God, and the cities about them in like manner, their sister cities, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, this is to say perversion, they are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. In other words, if you want an example of God's wrath against those that are disobedient, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. That was a warning. Verse 8. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despising dominion. What is dominion? It's lordship. It's God's dominion. And speak evil of dignities, that is to say, God's glory. Spoke evil of it. Could care less. How many people today, when you're out in the public, would say, well, is there a God? Do you believe that stuff? You know? I'll tell you, we're coming to that place. We truly are. Verse 9. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, dost not bring against him a riling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now that's what you want when you're dealing with Satan. Take that. Don't ever argue with him. Take control. Follow Michael's path. If something negative gets into your home, order it out. If Satan gets in your path, I'm going to tell you who will lose if you begin debating or arguing with him. You are, most likely. Because not even Michael would do it. Verse 10. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally is brute beast, in those things they corrupt themselves. That is to say, in the natural flesh, they become very carnal. And that's what they look at. They don't look at the deity, the divine nature of our Father, Father's plan. They could care less. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain. And there old Cain pops in the picture again. And that's important. That's why I'm emphasizing that. And ran greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward. What was Balaam's fault? Any way you go at it, he preached for money. That's all he cared about, was the money, basically. And perished in the gainsaying of Korah, which you'll find recorded in Numbers chapter 16. He decided he didn't like God's plan that was being delivered by Moses. And he was going to divide up the camp and do something about it. Thus, Moses, having been sent by God, was to be respected for the word of God. Korah did divide the camp, and within this, God simply opened the earth up after having given the children warning to what was going to happen. God always does that. He warns us. He sends people that sound that alarm. In this case, it was Moses. And he told them, said, any of you that are in that bunch with him, know this, God is going to kill the whole bunch of you, because that documents who God is with here. And the ground opened, and they were gone. So, because they were against God's word, that's one of the greatest sins you can commit.